Well, howdy guys. Now, I'm not a real game reviewer. I'm just a fairly old guy who's played games throughout my life. Now, I'm not into, say, Call of Duty, where you just run around, shoot, die, and then repeat. I'd like a game that's not repetitive, enjoyable. But unfortunately, you don't get many of those games nowadays. Most of the games they make are unfinished, but still are sold at full price. And basically, you people out there are the testers. Of course, I remember when you used to buy a game on disc, and you owned it. And it's funny how they could make games on disc that didn't have any flaws. But there's no doubt about it, the graphics have got a lot better. Playability, questionable. Anyway, for what it's worth, I'm just going to talk about two games. First one is Resident Evil 4, the remake. Now, I played this quite a long time ago, and I kind of thought there was a lot of boss battles in it. But I started playing it again quite recently. And you know what? I underestimated the game. It has quite a lot of good playability. Second run through, third run through. And you can play until you make enough money to be able to buy a rocket launcher. And I was really surprised how much detail they've actually put in the game. And you can even change the outfits of the people in it. Good selection of weapons as well. My favorite gun is the Red 9. Fully upgraded, it's got a good punch. Then I use the Striker as the shotgun. Not all that powerful or accurate, but it sure can hold a lot of bullets. I don't normally give marks on any game at all, but I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. It's got good playability, and it's got good graphics. Now, if they made games like this all the time, we wouldn't have a problem. And it's not a short game either. Of course, Resident Evil 9 is coming out. For some reason, I just don't have a lot of hope for it. I don't expect it to be another Resident Evil 4 remake. Maybe it'll be another cash grab like Resident Evil 3. I also played Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Because I remember Tomb Raider years ago. Those games were good. Of course, the graphics weren't very good at all. But the puzzles and playability was very good. Unfortunately, the Shadow of the Tomb Raider isn't the same. It's not my type of game. There's too much cinematic stuff. A lot of the times you're sitting there just watching something until they allow you to play a little bit. That's not a game, that's a movie. The graphics are pretty good in it, but you're kind of sitting there waiting for them to let you play a little bit more again. It doesn't know what it is, whether it's a movie or a game. I'm kind of an old school gamer. I don't like to be led around by the nose. I like to feel as though I'm controlling the person. Even if I'm not. I played Shadow of the Tomb Raider for about a couple of hours. And most of that was cutscenes. I almost fell asleep once. That's probably my age. I can only give it really a 6 out of 10. Shame really, because it looks not bad. Seems to run okay as well. But it's just not my type of game. Anybody out there has played these two games, let me know what you think. You take it easy now, guys.